as has been the tradition, we have in our midst several dignitaries, and we want to take advantage of their presence here and acknowledge their presence. Some of them will also deliver fraternal messages. So as I call them, those who will deliver the fraternal message, they come, they deliver it, and the others will follow. But please, if you are not to come here, once I mention your name, you rise and let us acknowledge your presence. I will start from the day. We have me, Otumlohum. He is representing the Gamanche and is to read a fraternal message for 2 minutes on behalf of the Ga Traditional Council. Me.
Ago ni me ga name
amen the honorable chairman, honorable minister Jacob Jebilanti, spiritual head members of the diplomatic corps, distinguished guests, brothers, sisters in Islam, and the elders we face here, the Ga Traditional Council send you its sincere warmest greetings to you all. All scriptural teachings have their origin in the revelation of God as one. Only the spiritual path leads to God. And it is our belief that the world will eventually change by greater divisions of spiritual knowledge throughout the human race. It is only spiritual knowledge that will reveal the true essence of God, that is love. Honorable Chairman, science, philosophy, learning, and even culture itself developed from a spontaneous recognition of the beauty of the natural order. And from the realization of that universe, all of which we are all part, in a living whole, in some elusive way, with all parts united within the greater unity. This realization of unity in diversity was what led the early Greek philosophers to the concept of universal harmony. It is the principle by which the one is related to the many. In other words, the universe presents itself as both one and many at the same time. This multiplicity dynamically reveals the underlying principle of unity. And the many appear as aspects of the whole. Any among us here who fails to understand this unity in diversity will betray the exact meaning of our very existence on this earth. Whoever of us who leaves his sign against a brother or thinks of himself superior to those who happen to be in the minority or of different religious persuasion makes an empty, holy mockery of the very essentials scriptural knowledge. To this then, as our solemn sacred duty, we must dedicate ourselves to live together in peace. To the rights of Protestants, Catholics, Jews, Muslims, traditionalists, rich men and poor alike, to enjoy the democracy which we have embarked upon. Finally, let me remind all of you here present that there is no discrimination among the dead. In the cemetery, no man prefers another person because of his faith or despises him because of his color or ethnic region. This is the highest and purest democracy, and let us take a cue from them. Ghana Traditional Council therefore wishes to take this opportunity to welcome the Supreme Head of the Worldwide Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission into Ghana and to wish you on this, your 75th annual convention, fruitful and successful deliberation. Thank you very much.
Traditional Council, Gamanche, Takbi.
Let me now introduce to you His Excellency Mr. Hassani Rabih, Ambassador, Embassy of the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria. Your Excellency.
Takbir.